Okay, here we go. Next parak, Divrei Hayamim Beis, parak Chaf Aleph. And we learn about Yehoshaphat's death and who takes over his son Yehoram, who was a wicked king, a very wicked king. Yehoram, this is his life. We don't know so much about him except that he did evil things. What did he do? He becomes the king because he is the oldest, the Pasuk says. He hu abachar, he goes and out of fear, he kills all of his brothers because he doesn't want them to get the Malchus. He's 32 years old when he becomes the king and he rules for 8 years. And what does he do? The Pasuk says that he followed the derech of Malchei Yisrael, not the derech of David and Shlomo, his forefathers, but he follows the path of Malchei Yisrael, the other side of Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his day, Edom starts up with him, and another Livna starts up with him, and he makes the Bamos, and he causes Bnei Yisrael to go astray. Finally, a message from Eliyahu HaNavi, who had already gone up to Shemayim, sends down a letter from heaven, as we'll see, and says, because you are doing what you are doing, you will be punished. You will have a tremendous magefa. There'll be a magefa, a plague on you, on the nation, on all of your rechush. You will have sick, you will be ill, and you'll be ill until you eventually die from your illness. Your intestines will become putrid, and you will die a slow and painful death. That doesn't affect him. He just keeps going in his rishus, and towards the end of his life, kacha, that's what happens. He's buried near David. He is not buried in Kivros HaMalachim. He's not buried with everyone else because of his rishus. But Yisrael did not think that he was worthy of being with David, Shlomo, Rechavam, and the rest of the family. Okay, that's the parak. This parak really is the beginning of the end. The previous parak, Yehoshaphat had some major redeeming qualities, right? He was helped people follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now, basically, for the rest of Malchei Yehuda, there are a couple of exceptions, Yoshiyahu and others, but generally, it's the beginning of the end, deterioration and decline until the Churban. Generally not successful or connected to Hashem kings. So here we go. Vayishkav Yehoshaphat im avosav, and the parallel to this parak is in Malachim Beis. Malachim Beis, remember all those earlier prakim of Elisha and Elio that come up in Malachim that have to do with Malchei Yisrael do not appear here in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim is purely David HaMelech's line. So Divrei Hayamim Aleph is all David, and Divrei Hayamim Beis is Shlomo and all of the rest of Malchei Yehuda. So Vayishkav Yehoshaphat im avosav, he dies, Vayikaver im avosav bi'ir David, and he is buried with his forefathers in Ir David. Not like his son is going to be, if you look, skip to the end, Vayikru bi'ir David v'lo b'kivos ha-malachim. Right? Not like his father was at the beginning of the parak. Good. Vayimloch Yehoram b'no tachtav. Yehoram b'no takes over. V'lo achim b'nei Yehoshaphat, and he had brothers who was also the sons of Yehoshaphat, meaning they also could have been the king. Azariah, Yechiel, Yezachariah, Azariah, Michael, Shvatya, Kol Eila b'nei Yehoshaphat, Melech Yisrael. They were all sons of the king. Vayitem lehem aviyim, and their father gave all of them matanos rabos, lekesef, lozav, lemekdanos, gold and silver, im arei mitzuros b'Yehuda. He gave them all cities. Vesamamlacha nasam liyehoram ki hu abachar. But to Yehoram he gave the malucha because he is a Bechar. He was the Bechar. The Gemara in Ksuba says that he was Mamali Makam Avosav. And the question the Mefarshim wonder is that true? He wasn't Mali, he was a Rasha. The Pnei Yeshua there says, well, maybe he was wise. And what do you need for Mamali Makam Avosav? Maybe you just need one Midah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Shein Bacha Achiv Shal Yehoram Gadol Mimenu, Hainu Bechachma, Ubaha Havi Mali Makam Avosav, Avo Biyiras Chet Hayachiv Gadol Mimenu. Since he's a Bechor, Sagi Le Bechada Milsa, Sheigodom Eichav, O Batora, O Bechachma. Wow, and that seems to be based on a Rambam. If you look on the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash discusses in the end of Perek Dalid, the Rambam in Perek Dalid talks about the Melech, and Perek Hei is about the Kohen Gadol. So the Rambam says in Halacha Chaf, when anyone who is appointed dies, who do you appoint instead of him, his son, or anyone who is roy to take this place? Whoever is first in the Nachla, you go to the Yerusha line in Parshas Pinchas, so he follows, as long as,
Avo pi she'eno kamoso b'chachma.
if it's greater in Chachma, or even greater in Yira, even if he's not greater in Chachma. Shenemar b'melech hu banav b'keret Yisrael. Melamed. Sha'amalchus Yerusha, v'hu adin l'chol srara sh'bekeret of Yisrael, sha'zochel atzmo l'zaro. So maybe this is where the Pnei Yeshua got it from, if he's greater b'chachma of Yira. Problem is, it seems to be against the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself in Hilchos Melachim, in the first parak, in parak Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, not true. The Rambam says, shamidim ha-melech moshchon osa b'shem ha-mishcha. You appoint a melech with the anointing oil. Shemeyachar shemoshchon ha-melech harizel zoch elo l'banav l'olam. But, as we spoke about, Malchus David didn't need that if there was no argument. V'hinei ben katan mishamrim lo ha-melucha sh'yagdil. If he's a child, there's a katan, you hold off until he's older. Kamosh asa Yehoyada li-yawash, like Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, who hid Yawash. We didn't get to him yet. That's later on. He hid Yosh in the Kodesh Kadashim for 6 years because Atalia and all the others wanted to kill him, wanted to kill out the whole family. The older son goes before the younger son. All positions, Yerusha lebeno leben beno ad olam. It goes be Yerusha as long as, and here the Rambam says, V'hushia ben mamali makom avosa b'chachma ubiyira. You need both. Wisdom and yira. Hayim amali biyira, avo bishena amali b'chachma, ma'amidin oso makam avi v'malamdin oso. If he's greater in yira, then you make him the king and you teach him. You teach him more chachma, as long as he has the yira. V'kol mi she'ein bo yira shamayim, if somebody does not have any yira shamayim, afo pisha chachma so maruba, ein mamadin oso lamani min amruyim shabi Yisrael. You don't appoint him to anything. So that's the kasha. Right? Yehoram did not have any yira shamayim. Right, he was, as we see, read in this parak. So he didn't have any Yirat Shemayim. So how exactly you want to say, first of all, the steer in the Rambam. So you could say, you could try to answer the steer in the Rambam. But he wasn't Roy. He didn't have any Yirat Shemayim. So it must be he was the king. Why? Because Malchus based David. Because of the other line in the Rambam. That once David and Melech's family was Zocha to it. Or like the Ramban says in Parshas Vayechi, Lo Yosser Shevet Yehuda. Once the Malchus went to David and Melech, then it stayed. Then it stayed. That's what the Rambam says later on in that same halacha. Kol shenim kivat shenimshal David zocha bekeser malchus v'hamalchus lo ulubanav hazacharim haksherim ad olam. Maybe if there's no other kasher, it has to stay there. Shenemar kisacha yenachon ad olam. Maybe it goes to the ksherim, but if their kasher isn't worthy, then they're going to take it away from them. V'lo zocha el ksherim shenemar im yishbu banecha brisi. Avo bishalo zocha el ksherim lo tikares hamalchus mizera David laolam. Even though it only goes to the ksherim, the Malchus will never leave David HaMelech, and therefore maybe Ein Breira, right? The Yehoram had to get it. Maybe the other ones, we don't know much about the other ones, but we know that they were killed by Yehoram, as we'll see soon. So Yehoram becomes the Melech. Back to the Psukim, Pasuk Dalet. Vayakim Yehoram HaMelech is Aviv, Vayishchazak. He gets up. He acts strongly on his father's Malchus, Vayishchazak. He strengthens himself. Vahayarog is Kol Echav Becharev. He spears, he kills all of his brothers. The Gam Yisari Yisrael, and plenty of officers too, that maybe would have been on their side. He kills, right? This is not the first sibling killing in history, as we know. We didn't have to wait so long. Parshas Bereishis, the first time a brother killed a brother, of course, Cain and Hevel. There is a fascinating measure. Like, why did Cain kill Hevel? Okay, Pashas that he was jealous that Hashem upturned to his carbon, but it doesn't say anything in the text. What does it say in the text? Vayomer Cain el Hevel of Achiv, Vayihi b'yosam basadeh. Cain says to Hevel, doesn't say what he said. Just as he said, "Va'ibiosam basada." They were in the field. Va'yakam Kain el Hevel achiv yargeu. Kain gets up and kills Hevel, his brother. The Medrash interestingly asks, "Alma ha'yim adainim?" What was the conversation about? Va'yomer Kain. Kain says to Hevel, and they were in the field. Three opinions. Amru bo v'nachloket ha'olam. Right. One opinion. They were arguing over the world. Echad natal zakarkos ve'echad natal zemetaltalin. One said, you know, you take the karka, I'll take the metaltalin. So one of them says, well, if the karka is all mine, then you're stealing on my property. Oh, you're wearing clothes? That's mine. Right? He says, no, chalot, take off my clothes. He says, fly. So they're arguing mitoch kach. One opinion. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnin, Mishem Rabbi Levi Amar, Shneim not Luas Akarko, so Shneim not Luas Amatalton. That's not what the Machlok is about. They split the world. Almai Medainin, Elaze Omer, Bitchumi Beis Hamigdash Yibaneh. In my Tchum, the Beis Hamigdash will be built. Vize Omer, Bitchumi Beis Hamigdash Yibaneh. The other one says, in my Tchum, Shneim Rabbi Yibi Yosan Basadeh, Vein Sada Ela Beis Hamigdash, Sion Sada Techaresh, as it says in Micha. Yehuda Brebi Ami Omer Al Chava Rishona Haimedainim. They were arguing over a woman. Nechama Leibowitz in her Sefer on Chumash says, what do these three symbolize? The three reasons why there's ever any war in history. Land, or religious, or, you know, for a woman. Right, for one might say that means taiva, that means you could stretch either of these. But these are the three: economic considerations, ideological and religious considerations, or sexual passion. Right, those are the three that she suggests. But it's interesting that none of these are said in the Torah, because you can see it doesn't matter what the reason was. It shouldn't have led to this, and that's the brother killing brother, and that's what Yehoram did here. Yehoram did; he killed his brothers probably because of the covet reason. He was nervous that they were going to get his, try to usurp the Malchus. We spoke in the last parak about the Ritzicha being the unique Avera. Nothing destroys society more than Ritzicha. There's also an interesting question regarding Ritzicha that I didn't mention last time. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in Simen Yud of Parsha Shmos, in the new editions of the Minchas Asher Al HaTorah, where he says, within the big three, is there a hierarchy? If a guy says, do about Azara or Gilead Arias or I'm going to kill you. Right, so we have to give our life. Let's say somebody feels like they're not going to be able to give their life. They're going to have to violate. Is there a hierarchy of what is less chomer and that he should do? So Rav Asher Weiss says, he assumes murder is the worst. Vashir Yira Lomar, the Kobikol Shalosh Averus, HaChamurus Prabatorah. Shvichas Damim HaChamur Shebekulani. It's the worst, it's the most chomer. Valderach Tziur. Like, for example, Nira, Dimyansu, La Rogla Plonio, Levolas Haerva, if somebody says, kill so and so, or have Gili Arias. Yishayev Livol Haerva, Ubilvaj Lo La Rogas Anefesh. If there was a choice, Udbemes Yikshe, Litsayer, Dugma Bof on Lazet. Dalolamaisets, Rachlim Zoraz, Afshal Ariga, Gamala Erva. You have to give your life for both. But what if somebody, you know, feels that they're not going to be able to handle it? Or, but he says maybe there's a remez to this in the Rambam. Because the Rambam Menuchas Mila says, Isha Shemala Bana Rishon Vameis Machmas Mila. Shech Shila is Kocho, if one boy dies because from the Mila. Vachin Malas Hasheni Vameis, and the second one also died. Hariz Elohim Malas Hashlishi Bizmano. You're not allowed to mal the third baby. Right, we're machmir to assume two is a chazaka. El mamtina loachi yagdu vizchaze Kocho. If, hopefully when he gets bigger, so then he'll have some more strength, in terms of clotting, so then fine, you wait and do it then. Ein malin el avlad she'ein bo shum choli. You only do a mila to a baby that's not sick at all. Shakanas defashes doche hakol. Ve'efshe shalamu la'achar zman. Here's the Rambam's lashon. Pikuach nefesh is doche everything, and you could do mila la'achar zman. Ve'efshe la'achzer nefesh achaz mi yisrael la'olam. But if you did the mila at a dangerous time and the baby dies, you can't bring that soul back. You could do Mila in the future, but you can't bring a soul back in the future. So maybe the Rambam is alluding to that fact that there's nothing more chamor because there's no going backwards in this case. So that's what he does. Did Yehoram kills all of his brothers. Ben Shloshim Ushtayim Shana Yehoram B'Malcho. He was 32. Ushmona Shanim Malach B'Yerushalayim. He's king for 8 years. Vayelech B'Derech Malche Yisrael. Kasher Asu Beisachov. He follows the other side. He follows Acha's behaviors. Kibas Achav Haisalo Isha. He was even married. He was married. Achav was his father-in-law. We had a pshar. Remember Yehoshaphat? We mentioned that. Vayas hara b'nei Hashem, and he did evil in the eyes of Hashem. V'lo ava Hashem mahashka, says Beis David, but why didn't Hashem just kill him? Kill him right now before he has kids? Because Hashem didn't want to destroy Malchus Beis David. Here's a promise. L'man abris asher karas l'David. He already had a covenant to David, so even though he deserved to be cut down short, he didn't do it for David. V'akasher amar laseis lo nir ulabanav kol hayamim. So there will always be something. So we'll wait till there's somebody to carry the line. B'yamav Pasha Edom mitachas yad Yehuda. During his time, even though Edom had been quiet, Edom attacks. V'yamlichu aleihem melech, and they even have a king that's going to fight against Yehoram. V'esari harechev. V'yivsha Edom mitachas yad Yehuda ad hayom hazeh. Az tivsha Livna. Livna is also another place rebelled. V'esahi mitachas yado. Ki az Hashem es Hashem elokei avosav. It's all because they left Hashem. That's why they are being punished here. Gam hu asa bamos bahari Yehuda. He built bamos. His father removed the bamos. He built the bamos. Vayezen as Yoshua Yerushalayim. What is the word yezen? From the word znus. Znus. He led them astray. Yoshua Yerushalayim. Vayadach as Yehuda. And he was like mesis umediach. He led them away. So right after it says bamos, so lechara doesn't really mean znus in the formal sense. of that type of behavior. But zonos here, as the Mefarshim explain, means avodah zarah. Avodah zarah. Right? The word zona literally means to stray. Zonos means to stray, so we strayed. And also, the avodah zarah is often in Tanakh compared to straying, that we're married to Hashem and we stray. The Mefarish here says, Kol mi she'ozev u meimar yiras hakadosh baruch hu b'avodah kachom b'zol. Anybody who leaves and rebels against yiras Hashem, no fell lashon znus. She'asa dugmas isha mizane umana efes me'achayim. Like a woman who strays and commits adultery from away from others. But we mentioned, like to mention, related to this, the Me'iri. The Me'iri in his Akdama Tashas parallels in the Aseres HaDibros 5 and 5. Even though the Torah only has 10 Dibros, but the Midrashim already say that there were 5 in each of the Luchos, and the Me'iri goes through connecting the two on each line. Anochi, 1 and 6 are on the same line. Anochi and Lotirtzach. Why is that? Because Anochi ultimately is belief in Hashem, and every person has Etzelem Elokim. And if we kill somebody, we're rejecting that Hashem knows about it, that he exists within the person, number one. Number two, Lo Yielacha, Lo Sinaf. There it is. Lo Yielacha, Lo Hem Achirim, that's Avodah Zarah, that's connected to Lo Sinaf, that's connected to adultery. Because Ki Avodas Elohim Achirim, Hu Nimshal Biznus. Ki Znus, says the Me'iri, who his chalfus tzura im mitzius hatzura hamiyuchadus olavado. Znus is leaving the item, the person, the power that is special for me. That's special for me, and I go to a different, strange one. V'chein emunas hashnios hu bedom alazeh. The same thing with believing in a different god. V'zeh olashon lo yeh l'chol hemachirim apanai. Klomar, im she'en chakofer b'mitziusi. Even if you don't deny me, you can't have something with me. That is number two and number seven connect to each other. And he continues with the other ones too. Right, 4 and 9 are pretty straightforward. Shabbos and Eidus Sheker. Shabbos is Eidus. Hashem created the world. Kabbidus Avicha and Lo Sachmod. By that, he has to work on a little bit. Maybe Kabbidus Avicha, you recognize that you're not the center. Lo Sachmod also, recognize that you have everything that don't look at, that you need, don't look at other people. Lo Sisa and Lo Signov, we've mentioned that in the past, he has a very creative shot. How do they connect to each other? Don't bear false witness, don't bear God's name in vain, and don't steal. So he says, you might say, if you steal, you often have to cover it up with a false shvuah. But he says, no. He says, if somebody wears the badge of a Shomer Torah mitzvos, and then they go and merama es habrios, and I'm wearing my talis and tefillin, and I'm going to steal without people knowing, that's bearing God's name falsely. He writes that lashon. Amru, shelo yehe mis'atef betalischa v'holech v'gonev. Shelo te meniach tefillin v'holech u'merama es habrios. Shezeu nesiyas shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lashav. Wow. That's a me'iri in Hakdama Tashas. So we get back to our case. So Yehoram did all of these terrible things. Brought Jews away. So, Vayovo Elav Michtav Elio. This is where the name of the Sefer comes from. A letter from Elio Anavi. Vayovo Elav Michtav Elio Anavi Lamar. A letter from Elio Anavi arrives at Yehoram's door. The problem is Elio Anavi has already gone up to heaven years before, 7 years earlier, if you do the math, he had already gone up. So, different Pshatim. The Mefari says somehow there was an ace. Right, he wrote a letter from heaven. But the Radak says, no, it must be that he appeared to a different Navi and gave him a message to write down to give to Yehoram. Why is it Elio Anavi? Maybe he's the one that's going to come to be Mavaser on David HaMelech, that he's going to come again, and David HaMelech's family was in danger right now. So maybe he was part of it, other reasons as well. But this is, Michtav Elio comes from right here. So, the letter comes, and what does it say? You didn't follow your father's path, or your grandfather's path. Right, don't tell me you didn't have somebody to learn from. Your father and grandfather were basically tzaddikim. They made some mistakes, but they were tzaddikim. Vatelech mederach malchi Yisrael. Vataznes Yehuda v'zioshu Yerushalayim. Kahaznos beisachav. You followed the house of Achav. V'gamas achecha beisachvicha atovim imcha haragtu. You killed them all. You think I don't know? Hinei Hashem no geif magifa gadola ba'amecha. You're going to have a terrible plague in your nation. Uvivanecha uvenashecha. Your children, your wives. Ubechoru chushecha. You're not going to enjoy any of it. You're going to have intestinal illness. Right, until your innards come out of you. Yom al yomim, you're going to lose your intestines. Vayar Hashem al yahorem, eis ruach haplishtim ba'arvim. Hashem sends the enemies to attack. Vayalu vayivka'uha, they attacked Yehuda. Vayishbu, and they took captives. Es kol ha'rachush ha'nitzel ha'vizamalach, property, v'gam banav v'nashav, lo nishalo ben, kim yeho achaz, katon banav. One little son is left, and that's going to be the one to carry on the Malchus, because Hashem promised. V'yachrei calls Oz, negafu Hashem b'meyav, after his family was taken away, and his physical illness, what happens? He gets sick. Le'ein marpe, without healing possible. V'yil yamim yamim, every year, u'eis ke'etzeis ha'keis li'yamim sh'nayim, yatsu me'yav im'cholyo, v'yamas b'tachlu m'rim, with a terrible illness, he dies. The Am did not burn all of his stuff like Kavod HaMalachim because he didn't deserve any Kavod. And again, he was 32. He was eight years the king. Vayelech Belo Chemda, the parak ends off. He died without any of his desires fulfilled. Vayikberuhu Beir David Velo BeKirvos HaMalachim. He was buried near David in Yerushalayim, but not in the Kirvos HaMalachim, not where all of his family was buried because he was undeserving. Parak Chaf Aleph, again, a tragic parak, but this is already on the way down towards Churban Beis HaMikdash.